It's time for Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com and every Monday morning on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
And yesterday, she was the birthday girl.
Happy birthday, Melody.
Thank you.
Happy belated.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, what hubby get you?
Earrings.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice.
Very good.
Yeah.
Were they R2-D2s or were they stormtroopers? Or
we have a lot of those around the house already.
All right.
No shortage of those.
All right. Tax deadline day has been moved because of Emancipation Day in Washington, D.C.
This is important, so it's not April 15th, which we all think it is.
Yeah.
And April 15th is on a Friday, so you would logically say it's tax day. It's the 18th because it's a holiday weekend in Washington, D.C., Emancipation Day.
Is that the only place that celebrates Emancipation Day?
I think it is. Although
the day we were emancipated.
That's Washington, D.C., Emancipation Day. And then in New England, some states do celebrate Patriots Day, mm-hmm. which is that Monday. So that makes the deadline for those states that celebrate Patriots Day April 19th. Now, I'm telling you this, I still don't want you to be down to the wire, but it is 3 days later than what you think. So for most people, it's on April 18th as tax day this year. For some states in New England, it's on the 19th.
Okay. Is it true that the closer you file to the deadline day, the more likely you're going to get audited?
Old wives' tale. Not true.
That's not
so
true?
We have no... The IRS does not give a sense of how they pick out accounts to audit. But we don't see any kind of pattern of filing closer or anything like that. Or some people think if you file for an extension, you get an audit.
Uh-huh.
There's just no necessary data that supports that.
Okay,
what will get you audited is not filing.
Okay.
So not paying what you owe. Or not asking for an extension if you don't file. So
okay,
things will get you out.
You don't have enough money to pay your taxes on April 18th. Do you wait to file?
You file. You collect all the paperwork. You actually file your taxes, and you actually pay what you can afford. You can also set up a payment plan with the IRS as long as you don't currently have a payment plan. And that's really important. So you can literally pay what you can afford. And if you need a little time to come up with the rest of the money, mm-hmm. you can request a short extension of 60 to 120 days to come up with the rest of the money. Now, they're going to charge you penalties and interest on the amount of money that you still owe.
How much?
At a lower rate than if you were... if you are outstanding or filing late. It's low. It's like 3%, something like that. Okay. Sorry, I don't have that number off the top of my head.
Okay, now if you get to the extension and you still don't have the money, then what?
So that's why I'm recommending you ask for a payment plan.
Oh, okay.
So that's the best thing you can do is get a payment plan. You have 3 years to pay it off in installments. So that, for most people, should work. My only point is you can't have payment plans on top of payment plans.
Okay.
You can only have one at a time.
Any scams out there targeting late filers?
The big ones, it's not even late filers. There's a scam out there where if you get, they've been reported pretty widely, that if you get a call from the IRS or you get an email from them, ignore it. They do not call or email you. This is really important. They only communicate through snail mail. That's typically how they work. There are some scams out there where they're calling and they're demanding payment immediately, and they're saying that you're going to go to jail and things like that. Some of these calls have been recorded. I've seen them on television. So people are very, very scared. They see the collectors are going to come to your door. So they're giving credit card information or bank information. Bad, bad, bad idea. That's not the IRS.
Okay. All right. You want to say it again?
Bad. You see how strongly, but it's been lots and lots of people have been scammed in this way. Lots.
Wow.
Yeah.
The IRS does not email and they don't call.
The IRS has actually even put out its own service announcement showing this kind of scam, saying that's not us.
Okay. All right. And they want and they want you to send money immediately.
Yeah, the one last point, really important. What if you don't file and the IRS owes you money?
That's what a lot of people say. Well, why should I file? You know, it's just a matter of my getting my money. So,
but, you know, most people would like their refund back.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't file, you don't get your refund. And after 3 years, if you don't file for 3 years in a row where you are owed money, the IRS keeps the money.
How many years?
3 years in a row. If you don't file where they owe you, they keep the money.
Okay, whatever you want to do.
I would file if I owed money.
Okay.
Okay. More about this on BlackAmericaWeb.com. Money Mondays, Melody Hobson. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Bye.